is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge temporarily blocked President Trump's buyout offer to federal employees until at least Monday. ABC's Catherine Folders has more.
The judge's order puts the buyout program on pause at least through Monday, canceling out tonight's deadline for applicants and at least temporarily preventing the administration from moving forward to process those who've already signed up. The White House said more than 40,000 federal workers had already agreed to take the buyout offer, which would see them placed on leave right away, but remain on the federal payroll through the end of September.
2 million workers were told to accept it by midnight or risk being fired. Multiple sources tell ABC News the entire global workforce at USAID will be reduced to fewer than 300 employees, down from roughly 14,000 prior to the Trump administration's shakeup. All but those roughly 300 are expected to be placed on leave tomorrow. Heavy rain in Northern California now being blamed for two deaths in Sonoma County. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. June Dairy Breakfast events have become a tradition in most parts of Wisconsin, but La Crosse County won't be having one this year. In a social media post, the La Crosse County Lions said that this year's Dairy Breakfast is canceled. In the post, the organization said that they discovered during planning that they didn't have enough people to put on the event. Thousands of people attend the La Crosse County event each year. Last year, there were several dozen Dairy Breakfast events across Wisconsin. Republicans in the state legislature are looking to require sheriffs across the state to report on immigration status of anyone arrested. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
We have more information on the Republicans' effort in the Wisconsin legislature to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed on serious felony offenses. New Berlin State Senator Julian Bradley said sheriffs would seek reimbursement from the feds for costs incurred in complying. He noted recent media reports said that there are sheriffs that are, quote, not interested in complying with federal law. Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state share revenue. Representative Tyler August of Walworth said the bill is restricted to illegal immigrants that have committed serious acts and that have been arrested and detained by sheriffs and local police. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already indicated that he will veto such legislation.
Evers also said earlier this week that the decision should be left up to each individual county. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjan Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above with the wind dying down. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, highs to the mid-20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday. Highs in the low 20s. Currently it's 26.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part. Just simply dial the phone, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just PS, working hard on the board. And my co-host for the day, Earl Ingram. You can check him out on his fine show, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And every once in a while, we get to hang out, Earl, and it's a pleasure to talk with you, my friend.
Well, you left out my esteemed co-host.
My esteemed. my elder. My elder esteemed hey, co-host.
mild attempt at humor. Mild attempt at humor.
Esteemed indeed, man. Thanks for joining me, Earl. Couple of things in this hour. As we wrapped up in the last hour, we had our conservative friend caller talking about, you know, Donald Trump, and we have some texters about this as well. And I'd like to, who was that? I think it was Kevin, right? And Kevin had texted in, and essentially he said, oh, here we go. He said, it doesn't matter what Trump does. You people, I guess that means me, are so blinded by hate for the guy, it will become a negative in your eyes, said Kevin from McGonigal. And I would say, number one, you're totally wrong, Kevin. Absolutely wrong. Because there's for several reasons of that. Number one, hate. It takes so much energy to hate, man. I don't hate the guy. I don't think I hate anybody. You have to have lots of energy to do that, lots of time to foment. I don't have that. Don't hate the man. I think he's a terrible human being. I wouldn't trust him with my business or with my wife or my daughter. I wouldn't trust him with my car. I wouldn't trust him with anything. And this guy
with
is
with my garbage man.
Right. No, man. He is. I mean, so that's not hate. That's just, you know, I think he's a terrible human being. I think he's in over his head. And the other side of that, if something good comes out of this administration, like what is that? And could I acknowledge that? I think I damn well could. If there is, and I want to be clear on this, if for some reason there is billions of dollars in fraud that is found with this administration's efforts in any program, hell, even the Pentagon, and that's brought to light, and I would hope that if there is fraud and then there is charges, yeah, man, I'm down for that. I don't want people pilfering out of our national treasury, man. You know, I'm okay with that. I think what's going the way this man is going about governing, quote unquote, the way he's going around about business, I think is totally wrong. It's strong headed. He's trying to prove a point. I think you could do the whole thing without the sideshow. You know, I mean, Biden got 10,000 troops to the border from Mexico without causing a stink. You know what I mean? So I think there are ways that things that can be done. I'm totally fine with, you know, improving processes. Okay, that's fine. But that goes on in business. That goes on in everything. You know, automation, AI, these things are going to make, hopefully, governance and business and life more efficient, generally speaking. But that doesn't mean that I want, as Congresswoman Gwen Moore said, to give the guy, you know, like Elon Musk keys to the servers, man. For to what reason? And with no background check as a special government employee that, again, Congressman Mark Pocan has put forth legislation to strip that whole thing. I'm down with that. But if there is to be some good, if there was some good, I will acknowledge it. But I don't think if you look at like, well, inflation was only 1.5% when, you know, Trump was in office, last time Trump was in office. Yeah, the whole world came to a standstill because of a global pandemic. It's weird how that happened. Then pent-up demand, along with additional government spending, made inflation go up. But what was the recourse? If we don't have the influx of government spending, then what? Then people are just losing out on their jobs? So you have no money, or you got to have some money and you pay higher for goods. There's always a give and take. So we can look back and say, well, this happened, but there were other options that Trump or Biden could have taken that would have had different results. And we had not spent the money and caused some of that inflation, not talking about the greedflation, which is a real thing, not talking about supply chain issues, which is a real thing. I'm talking about literally spending the money. If those things did not happen, then we would have had greater unemployment. So there is a trade-off, and folks, you got to remember that. And what was done, the way it was done, was passed by Congress. Two bills, one with some Republican support, the other one with no Republican support, passed by Congress. That's how bills are supposed to work. And the bills that were passed by Donald Trump, hell, man, he sent about a lot of that PPP money out, right? That was under Donald Trump. He increased the federal debt by more than anybody. So that's the reality in which we're sitting. I can acknowledge those facts. I'm not saying Donald Trump should not have spent, you know, signed those bills and sent that money out. We needed the stimulus. We needed the money. People weren't working. Those things happen. Let's not forget that. And yeah, there are ramifications. There are repercussions for every single decision being made. And the result of that was higher interest. So if you, Kevin from McGonigal, you think, well, interest, inflation has to go down. Okay. Down to what? Down to 2% of the Fed level. Right now it's about 3%. It's 50% higher than the Fed level. And we already got built in the cost when it went up, you know, 5 or 10%. Well, those costs are there now. How would you suggest your president address that? Because he's not doing that, Kevin. He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's done seems to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something to be positive, something positive out of this administration, you know, God help me, Republicans and MAGA, please edify me. Let me know what it is. And then define for me success in this administration before you start jawboning. Because if you can't do that, just say, well, this is great. Trump's doing great things. Listen, he's trying to rule by fiat, by executive order, because he can't get it done through his own Congress. Tell me that's a sign of strength. Tell me that putting up these fake trade wars with Canada and Mexico, tell me that's strength. You know, strength is, you know, walking quietly and carrying a big stick. Remember that? This guy is all jawboning, and then he backs down. And it's the sycophantal Republicans behind him trying to stand up and support every stupid thing that he comes out of his mouth. That's not strength. I'm sorry, Earl. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it. Do you see any yet?
Well, you know, you don't have to apologize, man. You know, my this is a Dominic Sullivan show. But what I will say to you is, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm an older guy. It's like trying to hold your prostate for a long time. And you know, my powder gets dry real quick. But anyway, man, I would say to Kevin, if what they were looking to do was to find waste and then that benefit the American people, I would be all for it. But you can't dismiss Kevin and Dominic and the listening audience that what's behind all of this is at the end of the rainbow is a giant tax cut that needs to be paid for that he's promising. And so they've got to get the money from somewhere, Dominic. Because guess what? They're going to give the wealthiest people in this nation another big tax cut come hell or high water. It doesn't matter. That's on the table. That's going to happen. Okay? But they're going to have to pay for it. And so where else can they get it? It's got to come from somewhere. But guess where they'll take it from? They'll take it from the suckers, the taxpayers, the American people. Because those people, as if they need a tax cut, Dominic, you're a billionaire. You know what I mean? Your tax cut may wind up being $1 million or $2 million. You're a billionaire. What do you need it for, man? You know what I mean? They're not going to even see the tax break that they get, even though it's going to be, you know, large for us, for billionaires. $5 million, $10 million, whatever you get is not a big deal, but it destroys the nation. And that's what's at the root of this, man. It destroys and hurts people. And so these are cold, callous people who have no concern for other human beings. They should never be in charge of anything.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's Earl Ingram. He's joining me up until 6 o'clock. You can do so as well, 855-752-4842. Senator Ron Johnson, during the 2017 tax break.
My buddy.
Your man.
My buddy.
Yes, he helped push through this the pass-through change, right, and for like S-Corps and LLCs that were being taxed at different rates, and they wanted to change that. And when Donald Trump did this the first time, and these are the tax cuts that they want extended right now because they did sunset. When that was going on, Ron Johnson, well, he got in there, man. He's like, hey, you know, my company, we're pass-through. We're going to change this. We should be taxed differently. We want to be taxed on personal. We want to be taxed on a corporate rate instead, I believe was the circumstance. Well, and so he convinced Donald Trump of that. And so they put that in the law, and they signed it, and they had that big party out of the White House, and everyone was hanging out and very happy that they just, you know, gave all these billionaires and rich people, all their donors, a big tax cut. But specifically here in the state of Wisconsin, that tax cut benefited the ABC supply, yeah, Hendrix, yeah. Right? And I think Uline's as well, to the tune of $250 million, I believe, something along those lines in like 1 or 2 years. It was an outrageous amount for already billionaires. Hendrix is like certainly the richest woman in Wisconsin. She's up there nationwide as well. And what happened? Well, when Ron Johnson had to go run for re-election, they gave like $20 million to the different PACs or organizations, whatever the case may be. They gave, I don't know, call it a 10% finder's fee back to Ron Johnson for his campaign.
A love offering.
Straight up, man. Love offering. that's commission, man. So that's what we're dealing with. And Earl, I hear what you're saying. What do they need it for? Well, I can only think of one thing. They would give it all away for just a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh,
come back with us. Got Earl Ingram joining me today. We got Just PS on the board. A couple more topics. Did you know it is at the National Prayer Breakfast today? Didn't they already do a National Prayer Breakfast? Apparently we have like lots of National Prayer Breakfasts. But anyway, at the National Prayer Breakfast today, Donald Trump said he's going to, I don't know, make it better for white Christian nationalists in this country.
Did he hold up a Bible?
Upside down. Come back with us. When are rich white Christian nationalists gonna get a break in this country? Donald Trump has a plan. Come back with us.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
My stomach.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram sticking around with me today. You can do so as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl, as mentioned, prior to the break, Donald Trump has a plan. He has announced plans today to establish a task force and a presidential commission to protect Christians from religious discrimination. Amen. You know, remember when Trump was in last time and he had that Christian nation ban? Remember? Oh, wait, that was a Muslim ban. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the Christians, man. It's so tough these days. Before I let you go, let's play a little of the sound from Donald Trump, everyone's favorite Christian. I mean, I can't think of anybody more Christ-like than this guy. Let's hear Donald Trump at the prayer breakfast this morning. Cut one, please, Jess.
We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger. It's one of the biggest problems that we've had over the last fairly long period of time.
What is he talking about? We're gonna be religion. I mean, my religion's strong. We're gonna back.
No, you're talking with way too much emotion and energy.
Bring it back from where?
From the dead?
I guess.
And religion, doesn't religion denote different religions?
I mean, that seems to be the case, but maybe but listen, there's folks out there that believe their religion is the only righteous, rightful one. That's a thing. Let's hear more, because don't you know he's a changed man?
It changed something in me. I feel
the assassination attempt.
I feel even stronger. I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened. So, thank you.
Thank you. We feel much more strongly. What's your favorite Bible verse? Oh, very private.
Very,
to me.
Very personal. I can't pick.
Let's hear more from the unifier in chief. Cut three.
It unifies people. It brings people together. Democrats are going to be able to have lunch again and dinner with Republicans.
But what?
Democrats can't have lunch anymore.
I know. You know, eating unless you take the sign of the beast. I mean, I'm not clear exactly what you. There will be forced unification.
I don't
religion,
understand.
Because I don't get it. Let's. Oh, here's one. Man, this is why I'm so bummed out all the time. Let's hear cut four.
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be.
That's why you're always so glum.
Oh, yeah, I know, man. This world is bringing me down. You can't be happy without religion. Is there any particular religion we're talking about? I think there might be. Let's hear more. Cut number five, please.
I will be creating a brand new presidential commission on religious liberty. It's going to be a very big deal, which will work tirelessly to uphold this most fundamental right.
The most fundamental. Remember, do we mention the Muslim flight ban? Right, we did. How does that work with religious liberty? A couple more from Trump. 855-752-4842. Let's hear what he says about Pam Bondi, the AG.
I'm signing an executive order to make our attorney general, who's a great person, she's going to be a great attorney general, Pam Bondi, the head of a task force, brand new, to eradicate anti-Christian bias.
When I think of all the ills that plague us, Earl, number one on my list is anti-Christian bias? What?
Huh.
By whom? And what? I mean, I am critical of religion in general. I like to think that I'm critical of all religion, not just Christians, but
all
of it.
You're quite even about
it. I think so. But the anti-Christian bias? The anti-Christian? Okay, a couple more, Earl. I can see you still, man. Hang on tight. Cut number seven, please.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible, the IRS, the FBI, terrible, and other agencies.
What other agencies?
Oh, okay. And finally, let's play cut number eight.
The task force will work to fully prosecute anti-Christian violence and vandalism in our society and to move heaven and earth to defend the rights of Christians and religious believers nationwide.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was definitely some acts of vandalism against some Christians in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
It actually, there was prosecution of it.
Oh, wasn't that
There was.
The Proud Boy.
The Pride Boys.
The Pride Boys. Right. Enrico Tarrio.
That's right.
Was charged and convicted of what?
Vandalizing a black church.
They burned the Black Lives Matter flag.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he also then got convicted for seditious conspiracy, sentenced to over 20 years in jail, and was subsequently pardoned, full pardon, by Donald Trump. And I saw today the run for office. But I digress. Earl, when are rich white Christian nationalists going to catch a break in this country, man?
Well, you know, he's feeding them raw meat. And I don't know how you can listen to a man who just several months back said, I'm not a Christian. Those were his words, not mine.
Correct.
And to say that, you know, what we need is religion back in, it's sacrilegious to me because, well, number one, here's a man. And what this nation supposedly, when it was created, was to open up the door and not pick one religion, but to give people freedoms to pick and choose what religion they wanted to, and there would be no religious persecution.
Right.
Where's that at? Okay. So when he talks about Christianity, I don't know how many denominations of Christianity there is. There's not unanimity in Christian beliefs. Right?
Right.
I mean, there's not.
Of course not.
And to totally dismiss.
Just ask Northern Ireland.
And so to totally dismiss all other religions who are Americans as if what determines who an American is if you're a Christian or not.
Oh, see.
We got some real issues, man.
We do.
That's where this is headed.
Folks, come back with us. More with Earl Ingram Jr., 855-752-4842.
Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse earlier this week to tout a budget proposal for clean water. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin water is a big part of the budget. As part of his financial plan, Governor Tony Evers will be dedicating $145 million to combat PFAS contamination in Wisconsin water supplies. The initiative includes funding for grant programs to test municipal water and private wells, as well as research efforts to find methods of eliminating PFAS.
In addition to setting aside funding for clean water, Evers is also proposing $80 million in aid for Wisconsin agriculture and food banks. Republicans in the state legislature are criticizing the new election observers rule proposal from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The proposal is meant to clarify what election observers can and can't do at Wisconsin polling sites. The rule would allow observers to be within 3 to 8 feet of the tables from where voters show their ID, as well as allow them to move between tables and review non-confidential voter information in poll books. Republicans say they want a threat of punishment for any violation. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced its top 10 list of complaint categories for 2024. Topping the list were landlord-tenant issues, followed by telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and telecommunications. Rounding out the top 10 were medical services, motor vehicle repair, motor vehicle sales, travel, and motor vehicle accessories. If you'd like to learn more or file a complaint yourself, you can visit the DATCP website at consumerprotection.wi.gov. Winter's not done with us yet. A winter storm system is on its way this weekend, which could bring several inches of snow to western Wisconsin Saturday. Our area is under a winter storm watch Friday night through Saturday night. Then temperatures will cool off with highs in the teens and low 20s through the middle of next week. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Connor Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above with the wind dying down. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, highs to the mid-20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday. Highs in the low 20s. Currently it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Sandy Williams about Donald Trump's disgusting comments regarding Gaza and continue our discussion on MAGA takeover of the federal government.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Oh,
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. working hard on the board and the lines. You can join as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me up until the 6 o'clock hour. You can check his show out right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday. Show this morning, Earl. Thank you for that. One of the other issues we want to talk to now that we get past the Donald Trump's going to make sure that the Christians in this country are not get rid of the anti-Christian bias, because that's the big problem. And I would say this, perhaps there are, because I'm critical, right? I'm critical of all religions, and Christians are not you know, don't get a pass. And I just kind of think out loud, Earl, when people push back. You talk about religious freedom. Oh, my religious freedom is not believing in any of it. And I have the same right to my non-belief as anyone to their belief, you know. And I have friends and family members that are very religious, and most of them don't want a national religion. They kind of get it, you know. They understand they want, you know, their religion in their life and how they practice publicly or privately and all that. They're down with, but they don't want any. And I've had specific conversations with very religious family members and friends that don't want a national religion, some sort of this is how it is from the government. That's not how it works. People don't want that. And in fact, they recognize that their religion is their religion and everyone else has the same right to theirs, belief or non-belief. Most people that I know kind of think along those terms. Most people that I know believe that I have the right, as I certainly do, of my non-belief, as they have the right of their belief. So Donald Trump addressing an issue that I don't think is actually an issue whatsoever. As you said, Earl, you know, meat to the crew, but we have other things to worry about, in my humble opinion. But here's one, Earl, and this is why credibility matters. This is why when I hear things from this administration, the first thing I say is BS. You know, I just don't be. I just think it's easier. My first reaction, what is my first reaction? It's always no, right? And
always.
And then when I read something, especially coming from this administration, I'm like, oh, BS. It's a natural thing, and it saves me a lot of time, although my no's usually end up being yeses. So Donald Trump was freaking out, according to the Raw story, as part of a very active morning on True Social. Oh, is that what it was? He was sitting on the pot tweeting out, I'm sure. He launched a fierce attack against USAID in an all-caps rant that kicked off with a major misspelling. Okay, and here's the all-caps, and I'll see if you... Looks like billions of dollars have been stolen. STOLLEN.
Isn't that like a dessert?
Stolen. Stolen. At USAID and other agencies, much of it going to the fake news media as a quote-unquote payoff for creating good stories about the Democrats. The left-wing rag, known as Politico, seems to have received $8 million. And he goes on to the New York Times, you know, surmising, wondering out loud, what happened? Who else is getting paid to write good stories about the Dems? I mean, so Politico literally took the time today to respond to the old man who was tweeting out all caps this morning. From Politico, a note to our readers from the CEO, Goli Sheikhalslami, editor-in-chief, John Harris. Politico has been the subject of debate on X this week. Some of it has been misinformed. Some of it has been flat-out false. Let's set the record straight. Politico is a privately owned company. We have never received any government funding, no subsidies, no grants, no handouts, not one dime ever in 18 years. Millions of people around the world read our journalism on Politico.com, Politico.eu, and in newsletters. It is supported by advertising and sponsorships. Politico Pro is different. It is a professional subscription service used by companies, organizations, and yes, some government agencies. They subscribe because it makes them better at their jobs, helping them track policy, legislation, and regulations in real time with news, intelligence, and a suite of data products. At its core, Politico Pro is about transparency and accountability, shining a light on the work of the agencies, regulators, and policymakers throughout our vast federal government. businesses and entities within the government find it useful as they navigate the chaotic regulatory and legislative landscape. It's that simple. Most Political Pro subscribers are in the private sector. They come from across the ideological spectrum and subscribe for one reason: value. And 90% renew every year because they rely on our reporting, data, and insights. Government agencies that subscribe do so through standard public procurement processes, just like any other tool they buy to work smarter and more efficient. This is not funding. It is a transaction. Just as the government buys research, equipment, software, and industry reports, some online voices are deliberately spreading falsehoods. Let's be clear. Political has no financial dependence on the government and no hidden agenda. We cover politics and policy. That's our job. We are so proud of our journalists and so proud of the connection we have with you, our readers. We stand by our work, our values, and our commitment to transparency, accountability, and efficiency, the same principles that drive great journalism and great business. Now, back to work from Politico's CEO and editor-in-chief. Whereas the president this morning was out truthy socialing that they were stealing $8 million from USAID. Earl, do you wonder why the man has no credibility with me?
Well, you know, Dominic, I have a subscription to Politico. I have a subscription to the National Review. I have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. I have a subscription to many different news outlets. And so here's the thing. Donald Trump can say whatever he wants to say. It doesn't matter if there's any truth. You know, why should there be any truth at all? He doesn't have to. I've never seen the person in my life, Dominic. It used to be that if you told a lie, it was something you wanted to cover up. You wouldn't tell the lie in front of everybody. The lie you wanted to keep in dark recesses and in the dark so people would not know. You didn't want people to find out that you were lying. Look, I didn't fall down out of, if you believe in heaven, that's not where I came from. If you believe heaven is in the sky, for those of you who believe that, I didn't fall down from there. I've lied in my life.
Right.
What human being hasn't? But I didn't want people to know I was lying. Here's a man who comes before the world and he knows that he's lying and he's proud of it. Man, that's the thing that I would ask those who believe in him. We've told our children, don't tell a lie. We've taught most people, I don't know how many people tell their children it's all right to lie, but here's the man, the most powerful man in the world, and he can't help it. Everything out of his mouth is a lie. And then when it's proven to be a lie, he doesn't say, oh, well, you got me. Oh, my bad. He just continues to lie, man. What can you say about a person like that?
What can you say about the people who support him that accept that behavior? You know what I mean? You know, and that's why the credibility thing I talk about character and credibility, and God, I sound like my old man when I was growing up. He talked about those things, you know? And you know, right, Earl, we all fail in some way at some time, you know, no doubt about it, man. And we all
including Donald Trump.
I mean, hey, easy now. But it's continual, and it's right out front, and I just don't, you know, if it were, you know, if you and I, Earl, were sitting here, and we had a relationship like this, and I lied to you all the time about everything, and maybe once in a while.
I wouldn't be hanging around.
No, hell no, right? No, absolutely not. So you, as I grew up, and my parents taught me, you know, number one, you represent this family.
Yes.
What do you mean I do? Oh, this sounds like a lot of responsibility I don't want. And number two, you are, you know, who you hang out with. You are, that is who you become. You're right. Good, bad, or indifferent. You are judged by the people you hang out with. You can be influenced by those folks. Hey, if all your friends jump off a bridge, you're going to do it too. Right. That kind of thing. These are, you know, the basis of where I come from these days. character. And I can't, again, character matters. Why does it matter? Because when you have a guy like Donald Trump in there, or, you know, pick your lunatic liar, you can't believe what they tell you. You can't believe what they tell you. And maybe sometimes, as Kevin from one of our callers, Kevin McGuanago. Yes, thank you. You're never gonna say he does something good, you're never gonna admit it. You're blind by the hate, which is not true. But how would I know if he was telling the truth, Earl? I mean, I can't. I cannot. Because my defense mechanism for, you know, sanity is to dismiss everything he says until it is proven beyond a doubt. Beyond a doubt.
It's a horrible thing that I believe people at face value. You can't live life and thinking that every time somebody's talking to you that they're lying. And so you have to trust and believe in people until they put you in a situation. You got to think of the best in people. I like you, man. I don't hate anybody in the world. I don't waste my time hating somebody. Hate destroys the hater. So when you're sitting around hating somebody, imagine sitting around hating somebody, Dominic, and that person that you're hating is out having a good time. Hey, you know, Dominic, I can't. I'm sitting at home. Dominic is out having a few, you know. And smile and having a good time, and I'm hating dummies. What kind of insanity is that, man?
Right.
I know, man. Even with Donald Trump, man, if there's anybody that I would hate, if I did hate somebody, he would be a person that would almost lead me to want to do that, but I'm not going to destroy myself.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to change that, man. But it is amazing to me that people who continue to support him in the face of what they know is wickedness, right?
Right.
They know that, man. I get cats who call, man, and they say the same thing. They're supporting Donald Trump all the way, come hell or high water. It doesn't matter, you know. And then that man who's, I don't think, well, he's probably been in the church or two, but, you know, if you looked into a dictionary or an encyclopedia and there was a picture of fictitious picture of who the devil would look like, wouldn't he, if you could figure in your mind who the devil, he kind of would resemble him.
You know, and the makeup jobs these days, they're getting worse. Kevin says, talking about lying, your Democrat Party lied to you about Biden's decline, but no one wants to admit it. You know, like I said, Kevin, I'd have voted for him if it was weakened at Bernie's. And certainly those folks around him, his immediate circle, I would say they were not forthcoming in the circumstance. But I'm sorry, Kevin from Iguanago and all my Republican and MAGA friends who are texting the hell out of me right now. You don't get to have a say in this because you support one of the biggest liar POSs there is, man. Period, full stop. And so, forgive me, just like Representative Gwen Moore bum-rushing the Speaker's office, you know, you don't get to have any say about that either because you guys attacked the Capitol. You see how this works? You lost your credibility when you support somebody who acts like that. So now it's on every single one of you all the time. So if and when things get bad or things get worse or do not improve the way you think they should, you have yourself to blame for that because you support a guy who can't stop lying. And come on. And for the record, I want to just throw this before we go to break. The opposite of love is not hate. It's apathy. And I'm not apathetic. I'm very passionate about all of this. Folks, come back with us. One final segment. You know what you got to do? You know how we roll around here. Tell us something good. We'll end on a positive note. 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 855-752-4842. You know, we like to do this thing at the end of the show, wrapping it up with something good and on a positive note. Brian from Milwaukee, he texted and said, I had a job interview today. Smiley face. Yeah, man. Way to go, Brian. I hope you get the job if you want it. Appreciate you playing along, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl, you got anything you wanna share? Anything good you wanna, you know, lift up the audience with today?
Yeah, man. I was earlier this afternoon. I was at Milwaukee Public Schools school board, and three great, you know, candidates for the next superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools were there, and it is good to see that there are no saviors, but there certainly were some people who I was very impressed with, who seemed to have a great understanding of what it's going to take to turn around a district that has been flailing and suffering for a long time. So I'm excited that they picked three people who are worthy of, you know, taking on the Titanic.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful, man. So yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
Right on. Earl Ingram telling us something good. Eric from South Owasa, he says, on a positive note, the FBI and CIA will be weakened to the point of incompetence that we live in the Red Dawn, and we can say, ha ha, told you so. Red Dawn, come on, man. I remember that movie. I don't want to live that. The Russians came and attacked us, man. That was terrible. That was frightening. Wolverines. 855-75-CIVIC. How about you, Jess? You got anything? This is all your idea, girl. You got anything good you want to share?
I do have something all good, right. Last night, my husband was recording some music with his band, and I was just able to listen to it upstairs, and it was really lovely because the world's kind of crazy, and taking a little bit of time to make music,
yeah,
that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
You got something good?
I do. We got a caller, and I'll share. I got a couple. Let's get to Charles from Milwaukee. You can be like Charles, 855-752-4842. Welcome, Charles. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
So first of all, Dom, that your number was wrong. It's not 50,000 for 50 million. He bumped it up to 100 million.
Oh wow.
100.
So, yeah,
oh.
It's 100 million. He said it the other day. Yes. And my good thing is today they finally announced where the Transplant Games of America will be held for 2026, Denver, Colorado. So pretty exciting news in the transplant world if you participate in the Transplant Games.
What? Tell me more about that, Charles. I'm not familiar.
So I'm a board member with Team Wisconsin, and it's like the Olympics for transplant recipients. So it's living donors, donor families, and recipients. And so they have everything from ballroom dancing to Lyrics for Life, if you can sing, basketball, track and field, swimming, tennis, pickleball, cornhole. So, it's pretty cool. It's just like the Olympics. They have a opening ceremony, and they light a cauldron, and
fantastic.
They actually announced where the 26 games will be. So pretty exciting.
Oh, awesome, Charles. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, Charles, before you go, man, call me tomorrow. I want to talk with you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, Earl. Yeah, thank you, Charles. Or you can listen to Earl tomorrow, Monday through Friday. In fact, 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, Charles, for that. What a wonderful thing. I didn't even know
that's beautiful.
And you know, folks, be a donor. You know, I mean, when you're dead and gone,
yeah. You ain't going to be using it.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, Dominic, I'm a donor. I don't understand why people aren't.
Exactly. Right? So, yes. And folks, that's great. Thank you, Charles, for that. 855-752-4842. Troy from Mount Horeb, he says something good. Good luck, Brian. Well, Brian texted and said he got a job interview, so that's good. We'd love to hear that. Andrew from Maine, he chimes in. Something good? An extra 2 hours of Jess. Powerfully sassy today. And working through my first week at a new job. Well done, sir. And they keep inviting me back.
Hell yeah, right. Andrew.
They didn't change the locks on you, Andrew. That's a good start. Mark from the SAC, since we all start as female in the womb, doesn't that make us all trans? Says Mark from the SAC. maybe we didn't even get to that topic but we'll save that.
All right, Dom, tell us something good.
All right, couple things. Number one, good thing, I am taking tomorrow off. It's good for me, but let me tell you why it's good for you. Because James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a law review, broadcast here on the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturdays, from 9 to 11 a.m., he is going to slide in to this chair, and you will be with him tomorrow. So that is great news for you, and it's good news for me because I got a day off. And the other thing, I don't know if you folks know this, I'm kind of an athlete. I think I'm an athlete. And I've been struggling with this like tennis elbow in both my arms. I don't know if it's from the working out or the typing and all that. So I went yesterday, and I got needled. I don't know if you know this. It's like taking like a little thin needles.
Acupuncture needles.
And you stick them into the muscles and the tendons in the area, and you try to get them to trigger and get some blood flow and some healing. And I've been struggling for like a year with this thing. I'm working out, stretching, not working. And I went in and saw Dr. Steph yesterday, and I'm already 25% better. I mean, I'm feeling going to keep on doing it, keep the maintenance, keep it working out. So, yeah, man, I'm slowly feeling a little bit, got some strength back in my hands, feeling young again. Hey, I want to thank Earl Ingram. Thank you so much, my man. You can check his show out tomorrow at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Jess. And for an extra 2 hours of Jess, all you Civic Media listeners, you are lucky. Now, stick around. Pete Schwab with Nightlight is coming up next. I will see you folks on the radio on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This is the talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. ICE agents are ramping up immigration raids in cities and communities across the country. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, in an interview with ABC News, says out of 14,000 arrests so far, roughly 76% were criminals, he says, targeted under the deportation policy.
Where the collateral arrests happen when we're looking for the bad guy, and we find others with them. And we have told ICE officers they're going to enforce the law.
The midnight deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout or risk being fired has now been extended until at least Monday. A federal judge issued that temporary block to hear arguments in the case. A dozen states say they will file a lawsuit challenging President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, headed by Elon Musk. That suit aimed at limiting Musk's access to government payment systems and personal data. Utility company Southern California Edison stated in a report to regulators its equipment may have sparked last month's Hearst fire in L.A. County. This is ABC News.